Such should now also be the emotions of those who are criticized. They should feel remorse and mourn. They should long for their mentors. They should seek them more than their own parents. After all, parents provide life, but these guides provide a good life. They must accept their parents' criticisms, sympathize with their leaders due to those who sin. It's not all up to them, but also upon you. If a person who has sinned sees that he was reprimanded by his parent, but complimented by his siblings, his mind becomes more relaxed. But when a parent reprimands, you should also be angered, either concerned for your sibling or expressing your parent's disapproval. The earnestness you show should be great, and grieve, not because he was rebuked, but because he sinned. But if I develop something and you tear it down, what is our gain but effort? In fact, your loss doesn't stop there, but you also bring punishment onto yourself. The one who keeps the wound from healing is punished not less than he who wounded, but even more. Because hurting and impeding a wound from healing aren't equal offenses, one certainly leads to death, but not the other. Now I say this to you, so that you may share your leader's anger whenever they are justifiably infuriated, that when you see someone was rebuked, you all should shun him more than the teacher does. The one who committed the offense should fear you more than his leaders. If he only fears his teacher, he will easily sin, but if he has to be afraid of many watching eyes and listening ears, he will be safer. As we shouldn't be gentle or humor the sins of others, nor encourage their inappropriate desires. Those who love the sinner who committed apostasy among the Corinthians the most are like Paul, who advises to submit him to Satan. However, those who applaud and flatter him disliked him the most, and the outcome proved it. They insanely increased his inflammation, but Paul reduced it and didn't rest until he restored him to perfect health. If you see a horse running to a cliff, you can use a bit to control him, hold him with strength, and often whip him, although it's a punishment. Yet the punishment is the source of safety. Hence, do the same with those who sin. Bind the sinner until he appeases God. Don't let him go free, so that God's anger doesn't tightly bind him. If I bind, God doesn't chain. If I don't, the unbreakable chains await him. Therefore, be cautious of yourself and others, paying no mind to the honor and dishonor from the people. Rather, bearing the penalty and the shame there, and above all provoking God, apply vigorously the remedy of repentance, we should soon arrive at the perfect health and will attain the goodness in the future that we all could receive through the grace and love for humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ, with whom to the Father with the Holy Spirit be glory, power, honor, now and always and for ages to come. Amen.